18 past 8. We mentioned this earlier this morning, plans to control a herd of wild Brumbies. They're actually ponies that have lived at the Singleton Army Base since the 1930s. Apparently, their origin are, I think, Scottish Shetland ponies, but they're talking about an aerial cull, and that sparked animal welfare concerns. Joining us now is the Hunter Valley Brumbie Association President, Kath Massey, who's on the line. Good morning, Kath.
Morning, Richard.
Kath, you've described this cull as barbaric and inhumane, but if these horses are pests, how are they best to dispose of them?
Well, that's what we want to discuss with Department of Defence early in the new year, but at this point we just want aerial culling off the table this Christmas.
Right. Do you know for a fact that when the cull begins, and it is someone out of a chopper, you know, basically from above, do they kill them outright or are a lot left there in pain?
No. As we've seen in the 18 years ago in the Guy Fawkes aerial cull disaster, we saw many animals, including one mare that was found 10 days later that was still suffering in agony from, had been riddled with gunshots. It has been proven as inhumane, which is why it's actually banned in New South Wales. The Department of Defence are only able to get away with this because it is federal Commonwealth land.
Right. But I gather it's been an issue for a long time now, Kath.
The Department of Defence has said that there are animal welfare concerns due to the drought. Well, I live here too, and I'm looking at my paddocks, and the Hunter Valley has had one of the best seasons, one of the best springs we've enjoyed in years. It's still raining today. So they never expressed any concerns with me when I spoke to them on Monday about animal welfare concerns. It's just that it was a convenient time, being a week before Christmas and little activities happening on the base at this time of the year.
Oh, now, we asked the most obvious question this morning. Well, why can't the horses be rounded up and then, you know, made as pets or used in some other fashion?
People need to understand is that it's not that simple. This is a training area for the army, so there's a lot of different activities that actually happen on the base. But at this point, we just want aerial culling off the table. Even if they did want to go ahead with an aerial cull, we do not support it at all, but certainly not in the middle of summer. There are young foals at foot. I know that for a fact because I have two of them here that we rescued off the base only a matter of weeks ago.
Right.
So it's just got disaster written all over it, and it is now in the hands of Minister Christopher Pyne, and we are pleading with him to please have some common sense. This isn't in community expectations. The community do not want this to occur, so listen to the community. There are more humane ways of controlling numbers of wild horses, and this is what we want to discuss in the new year. So we just want aerial culling off the table.
And how many horses are... They're ponies, aren't they? They're only, about 4 foot high?
Yeah, they're only about 11 to 12 hands high. They are actually, rumour has it, descendants of a very famous Welsh mountain stallion that was imported into Australia in the late 1800s by the name of Greylight. So they are quite, but they're only small ponies. Now, numbers are not exact. Nobody has actually officially counted the herd, but we estimate roughly around 150 that's out there. So there's certainly more than enough land to sustain them. They've been out there for a very long time.
And what's been the response to your request that culling be completely taken off the table here?
From the public, Richard, or from...
Have you had any response from Defence?
I haven't had a response from Defence since Monday. They were going to keep me posted, but they have responded to the media saying that it will still be going ahead next week.
Right. And have you spoken to Joel Fitzgibbon? Because I gather he's received a few responses to this suggestion of the aerial cull.
He's been inundated with members of the public that are concerned about the aerial cull. We have been in contact with his office, but he has not responded to me personally, no.
Right. And the reports say they're talking about this happening next week, the 18th, 19th of December?
Yeah, that's correct. So they thought that they could sweep it under the rug just before Christmas and that nobody would notice. So now we are taking notice and so are the public.
Well, look, if people would like to get in touch with you and express their either displeasure or whatever, what's the best way they can go about doing that, Kat?
They can email the Hunter Valley Brumbie Association, but we're asking people to email Christopher Pyne. Please let him know. He has the power to actually stop this, and there is still time. There's still time for the Department of Defence to say, okay, community has spoken, and we are happy to listen. So there's still time for them to pull the pin on this. But get in touch with Defence Minister Christopher Pyne. We're all still waiting for his response, and hopefully he will respond soon.
Oh, good luck with the campaign. I really hope you're successful there, Kath.
Thanks for having
a
chat with us.
Thank you so much for talking with me.